Hello, and welcome to another episode of Exploring Earth. We've all heard of the story of Pompeii, a prosperous city destroyed by a volcanic eruption, leaving stone husks of the people that witnessed it, their screams of agony as their bodies melted away, forever preserved in history. Although, unless you're a history buff, I'm pretty sure you haven't heard the whole story. The date is August 24th, 79 AD, and Pompeii awoke to a beautifully sunny day, but something is off. Mount Vesuvius is emitting smoke. That's odd. Mountains don't emit smoke. Is the top of the mountain on fire? But it wasn't just Pompeii waking to this peculiar sight. There were three other cities or towns that woke up to the slight rumbling and the sight of Mount Vesuvius on fire. These settlements were Boscoleale, Herculaneum, Oplontis, and Stabiae. But we're going to focus on Herculaneum, because if you thought that having your body melted away, being frozen in the agonizing pose of painful death, all of time to see was bad, you haven't heard about Herculaneum and the story of its demise right out of a horror movie. As Vesuvius erupts, the wind blows most of the ash towards Pompeii. Roofs collapse, people harden into rocky husks, but Herculaneum actually survives this part of the eruption. Only a few inches of ash are sprayed on Herculaneum. After the ash falls, some molten lava comes down, but that's not even the real culprit of our horror story. Before we get there, a quick science lesson first. When you heat up anything, solid, liquid, gas, the individual molecules of the substance are going to move farther apart from one another. This causes the substance to expand. Knowing this, your head is full of liquid. If heated up, the liquid will expand. If heated up really, really quickly, and hot enough, the liquid will expand so much that your skull can't keep everything inside. So as a 1,000 degree Fahrenheit air mass moves around you, your head will explode in less than a half a second. We know this because this is exactly what happened. So if time travel becomes a thing, I'd suggest you don't go to Herculaneum on August 24th, 79 AD, unless you want to have your head explode, as well as seeing hundreds of other scared and confused people's heads explode. So if you think you're having a bad day, just remember that your head is still intact.